you begin to get a little bit anxious. Now, you all may not be anxious over that, but my prayer is always to come in and do my best. We like to do our best. And I had picked this out several days ago to share this morning. I said, you know, the Lord really knows what we need to hear when we need to hear it, doesn't he? But talking about not being anxious and staying calm. Calm in the midst of a storm. Calm in the midst of a situation. But I'm going to be reading out of Isaiah chapter 7. And I want you to catch what the background of this devotion is. It says, now it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah. Now, of course, we're talking about King Ahaz. That Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to make war against it and could not prevail against it. So you've got two different groups coming against war against Judah, okay? This is the background. And it was told to the house of David, saying, that's talking about Judah, Syria's forces are deployed in Ephraim. So his heart and the heart of his people were moved as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind. And then the Lord said to Isaiah, now, go out to meet Ahaz, you and Shijashim, your son, at the end of the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field, and say to him, now, go meet this king that's been told these kings are coming against him, going to try to destroy him. So God sends a prophet and says, go tell him this. Take heed and be quiet. Do not fear or be faint-hearted. Wow. For these two stubs of smoke and firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin in Syria and the son of Remaliah, because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken evil counsel against you, saying, let us go up against Judah and trouble it, and let us make a gap in its wall for ourselves and set a king over them, the son of Tabeel. Ah, but the Lord says, it shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass. So, this is the devotional, where it says, be careful, be calm, and don't be afraid. My son came home from a school trip with a souvenir tea canister printed with the Union Jack and bearing the words, keep calm and carry on. I'd never seen that slogan before, but suddenly those words were everywhere. The slogan was originally printed on posters in the days before World War II as part of a campaign to reassure British citizens. The posters were never used, however, and the phrase was forgotten until a copy was found in a secondhand bookstore 55 years later. Jesus gave similar words to his disciples. He saw a time of anxiety coming when false saviors would deceive many, and he cautioned his followers, see to it that you are not alarmed. Keep calm. Though times be hard, Jesus promised the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. So carry on. The stakes may not seem as high in our corner of the world, but these days are also filled with turmoil and false promises. Just turn on your television. Turmoil. False promises. News reports remind us of terror attacks around the world. Ads promise happiness and comfort in this gift or that toy, and every special on TV claims to offer the real meaning of Christmas. Too often that real meaning doesn't include Jesus. And in days like these, we are called to keep calm, trust God, trust that God is with us, and carry on living as Jesus has taught us how to live. So what do I say to all of us today? Trust God. Oh, wait a minute. Be calm, trust God, and carry on. What does carry on mean? Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And that's what we're doing today, is we're going to keep doing what we're doing as we praise him this morning. Amen. you a soul on fire today? Come on.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Since I am a soul on fire, Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day. Since I am a soul on fire, since I am a soul on fire,
Lord, restore the joy I had. I have wandered, bring me back. In this darkness, lead me through until all I see is you. Yeah,
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Since I am a soul on fire, Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day. Since I am a soul on fire, since I am a soul on fire,
Lord, let me burn for you again. Let me return to you again.
Sometimes you got to get in that fireplace and stir that up just a little bit to keep that flame burning, amen? Sometimes that's what we need God to do is, you know, like I said, all these things happening and surround us, and the devil wants to distract us and keep us, you know, keep our minds away from him, and we got to get refocused. We got to get in there and stir that fire up just a little bit and say, God, I'm running toward you, amen? Because you're on the inside of me. I'm burning, amen? Glory to God, amen. We need to pray for this one, don't we? Yes. All right. Okay. Yeah, another seizure. Okay. Okay. Did you catch this? This child healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We're going to pray for him. Pastor Shirley, go ahead.
Seizure, Lord God, we come against it in the name of Jesus, and we say that you are healed in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray for the mama today, God, that you would give her peace and calmness in her spirit, Father God. That you're the God of more than enough right now in the name of Jesus. That your healing power is flowing through this child's body, God, on top of his head and shoulders. That he is healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Ought to be people, whatever their need, they run into coming into the church where they know they're going to find agreement. Amen.
Amen. And I'm sorry, we won't be able to stay because we've got to get him to the doctor.
That's so fine.
Maybe it's
amen. That's fine. That's fine. You came to the right place. Amen. Glory to God. That's a amen. You know, that should be an occurrence that happens. People going down the road, being pulled and led in by the anointing of the Lord. I heard last week's service about revival. That's what happens when revival takes place. People drive and they say, I've got to get in there. I've got to get in there. I've got to get saved. I need to be healed. I need to be delivered. I need to be set free. Amen? Come on, church. Stir that fire up. You know what? It's going to happen because we believe. Because we believe. Amen. Lord God, we just praise you. Amen. Come on, church. Give him the praise and the honor and the glory. Come on. We magnify you, Jesus. Let's pray in Jesus' name, Father God. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your love and your mercy in Jesus' name. In this time and in this day, glory to God, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. There is a song rising in my heart, rising in my heart it is. There is a dance rising in this place it is. There is a song, there is a dance rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire. Fire, you're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, and you never let me go. Hallelujah. There is a fire burning in my soul, burning in my soul it is. There is a shout rising in this place, rising in this place it is. There is a fire, there is a shout, rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, yes. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, and you're never letting go. No, you never let us go. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like you said. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, yes. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. Come like you said, come like the fire,
Come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said.
Amen. The apostles were gathered again. We know Acts 2, but they were gathered again on in Acts, praying again. And as they prayed, it said the house shook. And the thing is, they weren't praying for God to take them out of the world. They were praying for God to give them more strength, to make them stronger. And they weren't, you know, this is our prayer today, Father God. Come on, churches. We praise and we magnify the Lord this morning. We glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great, come on, is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. How great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead, Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great. As we praise you and magnify you, Jesus, how great you are. The name that's above every name, we praise and we magnify you this morning, Lord God Almighty. As you worship and you sing to him from your heart, who he is and how mighty he is, how great is our God. Hallelujah, how great is our God. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, we want to do the song Silent Night right now. You know, I was thinking of the word that I just, you know, the first verse says, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is, oh. And what's the word for us today? Calm. Don't panic. Don't have any anxiety. Attack, because God's got it all. Amen. We belong to him. He says to pray for this nation that it will go well for us. So I have to believe that God is true. When he says, and you know, at the time that Jesus was born, it was a terrible time for the Christians. They, you know, they were praying that God would send a leader to get them out of the mess. But he had better plans, didn't he? He had plans to send a Savior that would save the world from their spiritual destruction. So we say to everybody today, all is calm, all is bright. I've never known that song to mean so much to me today. Amen. Worship him as you sing this song, thinking about our Savior today. Thank you. Let's do that third verse. Come on, church, as we worship him.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory streams from heaven afar.
Be seated. Oh, praise God.
Ms.
Thank
Levine,
you, Lord. Yes.
At the concert that we went to, the K-Love concert, the lead singer from Sidewalk Prophets, his name is Dave, and he was asked what his favorite Christmas movie was, and he said he didn't know if this counted as a movie since it was only 30 minutes long, but Charlie Brown Christmas, where they're all on the stage, and Linus is holding his blanket, and they're telling the story, and when Linus says, "Do not be afraid," he drops his blanket, and he's all right. And that is the only time that Linus has ever dropped his blanket, and he's been okay.
Wow. There's a lesson in that, isn't there? How the Lord can use a cartoon character to send us a message today. Let's get rid of our security blankets, right? Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask the ushers to come up, please, as we continue our worship with our giving. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we just, as we bring our offering to you today, we give it, Father God, just because we want to give to you, to honor your name. Lord, I thank you for meeting the needs of everybody in this church, for blessing them, Father God, as we offer this up as a sweet sacrifice to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tell of your glory. We who called upon your name cannot be silent. We will praise, we will sing it out. Oh, we will sing it out. For we have seen the greatness of your glory be revealed. And we have seen that you've done, and we cannot be still. We will cry out to you, your loving kindness and your truth. It has delivered us, you have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down. You, we will bow down to you.
praise and worship team a praise this morning for allowing the Lord to use them. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we came to worship and to praise Him. Thank you. You may be seated, praise and worship team, and I'm going to turn this over to... We have another one? I think. I'm trying to think. Like I told the crew, I changed my song list four times this morning. You ready for... Our pastor's back. Amen. I tell you what, I'd much rather be here than sitting in a lounge chair in the hospital room listening to the service, and you. But I tell you, again, God is so faithful and so good with what happened and everything. Thank you. All right. Just helping him?
Yes.
All right.
No, I'm just helping.
Okay.
Hallelujah.